home from the hospital, honey. Despite all the labor and pain, I am so happy to welcome home our little baby girl. She's already got such long lashes and precious rosy cheeks. We love her with all our heart and souls, don't we? Oh, look at her adorable little yawn. Oh, I can't get enough. I think now would be a good time to give her her first feeding before bed, just to get her little tummy full of something. I'm going to enjoy calling you Daddy from now on. You both are the loves of my life, and I wouldn't want it any different. Now, won't you be a good daddy and help Mommy undress? Alright, let's slip off my shirt and unclasp my bra, letting my milky breasts hang free. I'm going to bring our little newborn up to my nipple, letting her gently suck out the warm milk. Oh, it feels wonderful and such a release. I've been building up all this milk for so long. Come get a feel of her little rump. It's so squishy. I can't help myself from fondling it lovingly. Be very gentle. We don't want to hurt her. Do you remember why we had this little one? As she grows and develops, she will be used as a personal toy for us. But for now, we must be extremely careful and gentle with her. She's like a porcelain little doll. Oh, Daddy, I can already see your cock bulging. Have you taken a liking to our little girl already? She is a child of pure lust and desire, so I'm not surprised. Isn't she so precious, suckling and cooing as she takes in my hard nipple between her soft lips? Would Daddy like to suck on the other tit? Oh, God, yes. I can feel my pussy aching already, even though I just gave birth. Perhaps tonight will be another night of love and lust. Maybe another breeding session for Mommy. I won't stop at just one child. I want you to keep pumping me full of hot cum over and over again. Impregnate my womb until I simply cannot give birth anymore. Such a thought is making my